He too was forced to leap back from the blistering heat. Then the awning caught light from a salvo of pitch and resin-soaked splinters. Dragging their captives, the freebooters abandoned the site, beating at their smouldering clothing as more sparks leaped out from the burning vessel. Slitfang kicked out viciously at the young hare.
You caused that, Rabbit. It was your fault, whacking fire all over the place like that.
Skirrim bit at the weasel's paw but missed.
Rabbit yourself, you great smelly bully!
He looked over at Kruver apologetically.
Sorry about your ship, old chap.
Half dazed, the otter managed a lopsided grin.
Better than letting the stop dog fall into the paws of vermin, eh?
Slitfang waved his cutlass at Ripper and Stinky.
You two, get back to the sea scab. Tell the captain what happened, and tell him we found a stream what crosses the shore. We'll wait here for him. Go on, get going!
Reluctantly, the pair moved off, muttering under their breath.
Ha! Well, he waits there all nice and easy-like.
Yeah, he picks a good job for himself, don't he?
Before they had made it to the hill which they had earlier descended, Tazen caught up with the pair. She smiled slyly and twirled her knife expertly.
Slitty says I'm to go with you. Oh, and he said something else too. Gave me orders to cut off your heads if you start talking mutiny or not moving fast enough.
Slitfang watched them scrabbling back up the hill with Tazen and a knife close behind. He turned to his captives.
You three, just lay there quiet and try not to annoy me. You wouldn't like to see me annoyed. We'll all wait till Captain Plagg comes sailing up in the old sea scab and see what he's got to say about all this. Shouldn't imagine that snooty Princess Curdle be too happy when she sees her old granddad's catch burned to a cinder.
Skirrim whispered to Kruver.
Who in the name of my auntie's pinny is Princess Curda?
Slitfang cuffed Skirrim across the ears.
I told you to be quiet, Rabbit!
Skirrim could not resist having a last word.
Actually, I'm a hare, old chap.
Slitfang raised his cutlass threateningly.
You ain't an hare, you're an imp. But one more peep out of you and you'll be twins, cos I'll make two of you.
Sagax gave his friend a glare, warning him to be silent. Evening fell, with the three prisoners still lying bound upon the sand, listening to the vermin's coarse banter about their eventual fate at the tender mercy of the one they called Plug Firetail. Sagax closed his eyes. It did not make for cheerful listening.